across the land. The midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
Thanks for tuning in on this wonderful November 1st afternoon. We are, you know, our hour is a little bit more Halloween themed than normal, considering yesterday was Halloween. Hope everyone had a good day yesterday. Just a quick reminder, this is your DJ Jeb, and you are listening to the Road Trip Hour on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We just listened to Thriller by Michael Jackson, and fantastic song, perfect for the Halloween mood. We are also joined in the studio by a repeat guest. James, thank you for being here.
Always a pleasure.
Yes, I'm glad you come. It's always a lot of fun. And if you want to call in and request any songs, Halloween theme, if you want to talk about, I don't know, pumpkins or something like that, candy, call in at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636.
My monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guest included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said,
whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drac's a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Mash good! Easy, boy, you impetuous young boy. Mash good!
Monster mash good! Monster mash
Alright, thanks for tuning in. We just had a nice three-song set, beginning with Monster Mash by Bobby Pickett, nicknamed Boris, and the Crypt Kickers. Fun fact is that that song was actually partially inspired by the mashed potato dance move of the late 50s and 60s.
Wow.
And for those who are just tuning in, we have a new guest joining us in the studio, DJ Pending. Thanks for being with us.
Hello. It is an absolute pleasure.
I am glad you are here.
Yes.
What did you think of Monster Mash?
Well, you know, I didn't actually hear it because I just arrived, but Monster Mash is one of my favorite Halloween bops. When I was a child, and excuse my commandeering this radio show,
that's what you're here for.
When I was a child, yeah, you didn't even invite me, I just showed up.
Yeah, but you know, but you're welcome all the same.
In elementary school, on Halloween, all the kids would dress up in their costumes, and we'd have a costume parade out on the playground, and Monster Mash was always played.
You know, it's a great anecdote really bring it back to what matters.
Yes.
And that's the people who are listening.
The
so
children.
If you're listening, thanks for tuning in. Moving on, then we listen to Bad Moon Rising by Creedence Clearwater Revival, followed by Witchy Woman by the Eagles. Witchy Woman, I thought it was just about, well, I didn't actually know what it was about, but it's actually about Zelda Fitzgerald, wife of F. Scott Fitzgerald. And the song kind of arose when Don Henley, he was reading her biography, and at the same time as he had a fever, so it must have really stuck with him, and that was one of the inspirational things for the song.
Wow.
Very good, and very Halloween themed.
Very spooky.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in. If you want to call in and let us know your thoughts on the Eagles, or Halloween, or DJ Pending.
Hello.
just dial 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. And so buckle up and enjoy the ride.
Yes.
How do you think he does?
I don't know.
What makes him so Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down, when you're strange. Faces come out of the rain when you're strange. No one remembers your name when you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange.
Ah, who? saw Lon Chaney walking with the Queen, doing the Werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen, doing the Werewolves of London. I saw a werewolf drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's. His hair was perfect.
All right. Thanks for sticking with us. We have just listened to another three-song set. We're doing... I usually do two songs in a row. Then I, you know, give the fun facts, and then we go back. But I've decided, I think today, I think the three-song set is what we're going to do.
It's spookier.
Three is an odd number, and odd numbers are inherently spookier.
Yeah.
So first we listen to Pinball Wizard by The Who. Written by Pete Townshend, who described it as the most clumsy piece of writing he'd ever done.
Wow.
And yet it turns out to be one of their most famous songs, The Who. And then we listen to People Are Strange by The Doors. And then finally, Werewolves of London by Warren Zevon. Mm-hmm. The song actually began as a joke from Phil Everly to Warren Zevon to try and make a song based on the 1935 movie Werewolf in London.
Uh-huh.
And, it turned from a joke song into like a real song.
It's a good song.
And I believe the version we listened to was recorded with two members of Fleetwood Mac.
Really?
Mick Fleetwood and I do not remember who the other one was.
And the other one.
And the other one.
Another one out there.
It was not Stevie Nicks.
Mac. It had to be Mac.
I don't think it was Mac.
Okay.
In fact, I'm not even sure there was a person in Fleetwood Mac named Mac.
Okay, well, we'll get back to our listeners on that one.
Yeah, we'll get back. And if you want to call in and tell us who you think was in Fleetwood Mac, you know, that would be very helpful, because we clearly do not know.
Yep.
We're about halfway through, so we're going to do a quick PSA.
Do-do-do.
Thank you, DJ Pending. That was wonderful.
You're welcome.
Ask yourself, what kind of friend are you? Are you a work friend? Are you a friend that hangs out on weekends? Are you a chill-out-and-watch-TV friend? Are you that friend who shows up on moving day? Or are you the kind of friend who's there for someone dealing with a mental illness? Be there for them, because your support will give them a much greater chance of recovery. Mental illness. What a difference a friend makes. For more information on how to support someone dealing with a mental illness, go to whatadifference.org. Brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Nice. Is there like an option for none of the above as far as types of friend goes?
You know, well, I guess, what type of friend would you consider yourself? Not specifically to me, but in general. I'm putting you on the spot here.
I am going to be a bad friend.
A bad friend?
Or a boyfriend.
Those or a boyfriend?
The two things that came to mind.
What about a bad boyfriend?
I'm a bad boyfriend.
Okay. Yes. All right. I'll take it.
I'm the kind of boyfriend mom says to stay away from, but it just makes you more interested.
Okay.
Ooh.
Wow. Well, that's...
Happy Halloween.
That, you know, we're not even in October anymore.
Happy Spookvember.
It is Spookvember. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. Hope you are all enjoying the music so far. We have a nice lineup for the rest of the hour, and if you hear a song and you don't really hear me say the name and you want to check it out, you're welcome to go on WMFO.org, click schedule, and then you can look for the Road Trip Hour, and there will be all of my playlists from all the radio hours.
Wow.
So check it out.
magic woman. Got a black magic woman. I've got a black magic woman. Got me so blind I can't see. That she's a black magic woman. She's trying to make a devil out of me. Don't turn your back on me, baby.
Thank you. out of time. The trip we made to Hollywood is etched upon my mind. After all the things we've done and seen, you find another man. The things you think are useless, I can't understand.
Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears?
In white satin, never reaching the end. Letters I've written, never meaning to send. Beauty I'd always missed with these eyes before. Just what the I can't say anymore, 'cause I love you. Tell me thoughts they cannot defend. Just what you want to be, you'll be in the end. And I love you. I've always
All right. That was another good set of three songs.
Wow.
Creepy because of the odd numbers involved. Yeah, you should be. Well, we are past Halloween, so if you've made it this far, then you're probably good till the end of the year.
Man, lucky you.
Okay. Wow. So first we listen to Black Magic Woman by Santana. The song was actually recorded with many elements included of the other famous Santana song, Gypsy Queen, and it was originally written by British songwriter Peter Green.
Wow.
Who I believe was in Fleetwood Mac. Was he not?
Again, I have no idea.
Okay, if he was, then call in and let us know. And if he was not, call in and let us know.
Tell us about Fleetwood Mac.
Because we are very curious and we still have no answers. And then we listened to Reelin' in the Years by Steely Dan. Another classic song. Believe it or not, there were only two main musicians for Steely Dan. And everyone else who played was a rotating session musician.
Yeah, it was just like what Steely and Dan, right?
Look, you said that about Fleetwood Mac. And I'm not, you know, it could have been Steely and Dan,
yep.
But I strongly doubt that it was Steely and Dan.
Call in and let us know.
Yes, please, because we are just completely lost here.
We are flying
by the seat of our pants.
Mm-hmm.
Next, we listen to Nights in White Satin by the Moody Blues. The song was written by Justin Hayward. However, later on, there was some confusion when the magazine Record Collector claimed that the rights to the song were actually bought from a French band called Les Jelly Roll.
Whoa.
So, that is, they were false in that mm-hmm. claim, but it did lead to some conclusion. Nice. I like the name of the band, Les Jelly Roll.
So that is a real band, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Or I think it was. I don't know if they're still a band.
I hope so.
That would be good. James, what do you think?
Yeah, I knew you were going to put me on the spot, but I have no clue what you're talking about. So.
What?
I enjoy the songs. That's all I'm going to say.
I'm glad.
Thank you for contributing.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. All right. We're going to listen to a couple more songs, then we will station ID, and then move on.
We'll go. We'll, like, live our lives, you know?
Well, I feel like that's what we're always doing, isn't it?
Yeah, but we're not, like, just here to be on the radio. We have more important things to do.
Well, I think I am just here to be on the radio.
Okay.
Is that your purpose?
Like, that's my purpose in life, and that's why I'm here.
Interesting. Okay. You are, yeah, sure.
Call in and let us know what you think your purpose is.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for listening. All right. So thank you very much for tuning in. We are just about done. And I'd like to tell everyone what we've been listening to. This was only a two-song set. Which is a little bit sad, but
it's natural, right? It's been spooky, and now we're November.
Yeah, you're right. It's a natural transition. Yeah. We did find out that Peter Green is, in fact, a definitive founding member of Fleetwood Mac. Yes.
No help from our listeners, but...
We did use Wikipedia.
Yeah.
So, we first listened to Ghostbusters by Ray Parker Jr., a classic song.
Love it.
You know, fun fact about Ghostbusters is that when Ray Parker Jr. only had a couple days to write the song for the movie.
Really?
Yeah, and he was really struggling to fit Ghostbusters into his song.
Mm-hmm.
But he was watching late at night some cheap local commercial, and then he knew that there was a scene in the movie with that. So that's kind of how he figured out how to make the song.
Wow. Well, it's a fantastic song.
It is a fantastic song, great for Halloween.
In fact, I say great for all times of the year.
You know what? I would agree.
Yeah.
I would strongly agree.
Thank you.
And then we listened to All Along the Watchtower by Jimi Hendrix, written initially by Bob Dylan, but the Jimi Hendrix version came out only 6 months later.
And it's better.
I think
Bob Dylan has said, yo, this is the better version.
I agree with that. But I don't want to, you know... I don't want to take anything out of Bob Dylan.
Okay.
He's a great singer.
He's a great songwriter.
Wow.
I'm just like...
Okay, I think he's a great singer and songwriter.
He's got a unique
voice. Yes.
Is it the voice of an angel? It's the voice of a human being, and maybe that's more important.
Okay. Let's just continue on with it. I didn't even finish my fun fact.
What is so fun about this fact?
Along the Watchtower by Jimi Hendrix is in the top 50 of the 500 most influential rock songs of all time.
By Rolling Stone or something?
Yes.
Gotta
by Rolling
that.
Stone.
Like by Quizlet?
Could be my list.
Your own personal list, yeah.
Yes. And it's a very influential list, which is why it is a fun fact.
DJ Jib, you've got like some glitter on your face.
Yes. There's a reason for that.
Okay.
What's my reason? Mom sent me a Halloween card with a candy bar, and the card had glitter on it.
Okay, got it.
So that may have gotten on my face.
Yes, it is on your face.
Thank you for pointing it out, especially live on the air.
Yes.
I appreciate it. All right. Because we're not going to be able to name this last song, I'm just going to say it. The next song that we're going to listen to is Twilight Zone by Golden Earring. And then that'll be it. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. Everyone, I hope you all have
Station
a
ID.
Good... Oh, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. I would have forgotten.
I always forget.
So thanks for tuning in. You're listening to DJ Jeb on the Road Trip Hour on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Nice.
Thanks for tuning in, and I hope everyone tunes in again next week.